What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, and welcome back to 20 Whatever, cosplaying as Raven, Eddie, and Chelsea as the Boys in Motion.
This is like a deep cut because we're not just us cosplaying the Boys in Motion. We're cosplaying the main characters of That's a Raven as the Boys in Motion.
Exactly. Which meant you had to have your hair like in a ponytail, like a little bit, you know, the curlies out, you know. I'm really shocked at how you were able to get all of your hair in this wig.
It looks so good.
Dude.
And it's a small little wig.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
You can't see. Check it out.
Oof. This is a sight to see. So if you're an audio listener, I feel like we say this every Halloween episode, but if you're an audio listener, please go to YouTube and check this out, or go to Instagram or TikTok, because this is a sight to see.
Yeah, okay. It is. And your goatee, dog.
Thank you.
We have to talk about the goatee.
It was a last minute addition, but I think it just really made the costume.
I agree.
It is also a piece of paper sharpied and taped on my face. So, and you too can DIY a Boys in Motion costume.
I like this one a lot. And this is super comfy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
feeling my masculine oats right now.
Yeah.
I just want to like man spread and just like, let me explain something so simple to you.
Yes. What did Jess tell us to say when we were taking thumbnail pictures before, and she was like giving us prompts to like pose like the Boys in Motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to be a little bro-y.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said, I was taking Sierra's thumbnail and I looked at her and I said, now ask me what I bring to the table.
Scream. Let's treat this entire episode like a male podcast.
That's
so,
what I was thinking.
And you know, I want a high value woman who's going to cook and clean. And if she's not doing that, what the hell do I want her for?
Look, bro. I'm saying,
bro,
is I'm an alpha.
Bro.
And
hell
I,
yeah.
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 And like, what? I'm not going to just have my pick?
Right.
What?
Right.
Listen, if you're not talking about NFTs, I don't want to hear about it.
Right. God.
Do you know what an NFT stands for? Do you know?
Name all the songs of Metallica right now. I see you wearing a Metallica shirt. Name five songs. Who's every player in the NFL ever? Yeah, that's right. You're not a fan. Girls.
Anyways, I gotta go draft my fantasy league.
Yeah, fantasy football.
Because I am such a sport.
I don't remember our anniversary, but I do remember that fantasy football is coming up, so.
All right, sorry.
Anyway.
Boys. Sorry.
Oh, I'm not fun. Sorry. That's what y'all sound like.
That was fun.
I love it.
I do, too.
Imagine being a boy.
Ugh. The only problem with my costume is I feel like it doesn't give that vibe. Like, you give that vibe.
Yeah.
You give tech bro. You give the one talking about NFT and Bitcoin and Silicon Valley. I give, like, trucker on a boat fishing, right?
Yes.
Like, it's the t-shirt and the open one and then the trucker hat. I'm giving less, like, D-bag on a podcast and more, like, pass me another beer.
No, it's giving the Tinder fish guy where it's
can't you just see me holding a fish? Can you not?
Yes. You love to hunt and fish.
And like, you know what? The type of woman you go for looks like your mom.
Oh. And she's also my cousin.
Yeah.
Yes.
To be a man.
To be a man.
To be the Boys in motion.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that episode?
Yes. I think it frequently plays in my head.
Rent free.
Yeah. Yes.
I think there are two episodes of That's So Raven that stick out in my mind more than any other that even if I never went back and rewatched them, I think on my deathbed I could recall the primary points.
Which ones?
The Boys in Motion.
Right.
And Star Search.
Oh, yes, with Paula Abdul.
Yes.
Yes. Do you remember? Yes. And they're like trying to perform in the school and everybody's like, it thinks the janitor is like the discoverer or whatever.
Undercover superstar. That's
yes.
What it was.
Undercover superstar. We will find you wherever you are. Yes.
And he was like the janitor and yes, you were like, yes. And they were, no, he wasn't the janitor and they thought it was the janitor. So they were performing only for the janitor.
He was the janitor, but they thought that he was fake undercover janitor.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And then the end of the episode, that you know how they always did the last scene as the credits play?
Yep.
The end was that there actually was an undercover person there from the show, Undercover Superstar.
As a janitor.
Yes.
And it was Paula Abdul.
Yes.
Oh, right. I guess they don't have any talent at the school or something like that.
She rips her wig off, throws it in the trash, and like struts out. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She literally walked out like...
Yeah.
No, no, what that's about, but...
And that must have been like... peak, maybe not peak, but definitely in its prime of American Idol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Paula Abdul was one of, like, the most, like, recognizable people, especially to, like, young people watching Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like the one that lives rent-free in my head is, like, I can just hear Alana being like, Baxter, you're gonna da-da-da, and she got the gum in her hair, and
she
doing the salon thing. Yep. That lives, like, mm-hmm. rent-free, and she was like, oh, my God. I can see it.
Totally. I really like that one. And then the one that also I love is the Mrs. Patterson one with the evil babysitter. And they were like, push over Patterson, push over. Her and Corey, try to oh God, this is such a good episode. It's like kind of scary. So they would like play it like during spooky Halloween time.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Damn, now I got to go back and watch. Good thing it's all on Disney Plus.
Right?
Yeah. And that Halloween one with where she got like a cow, remember?
Yes.
And then she got the ears and then all that stuff. I remember that Halloween special.
She was making a potion because like her aunt's like a witch or whatever and she drops a thing in and then her and Chelsea become... cows.
Yes.
And then they finally get invited to Alana's party, but it's like embarrassing because they're like real cows. Yeah.
Disney Channel Halloween specials.
So
had me by
dude, the cojones. And remember the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody episode where they go into the haunted like hotel?
With Esteban, Julio, Ricardo, Montoya, Del Rosa, Ramirez.
Period.
Yes. He gets possessed.
Dude,
yes.
He played that so well. I was convinced. I was like, he probably really is. Like, oh my God. Like, and I believe it.
You could just tell that actor was having the time of his life. You remember the look on his face when his eyes came up?
Yes.
And he like, oh my God. I want to go watch that.
I know. Disney Channel Halloween time is unmatched. Yeah. Simply.
And I remember them promoing the hell out of that specific episode.
Yes.
Of the haunted hotel.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it was like Zach and Cody like screaming, running around the hotel screaming.
Yeah.
And obviously Mr. Mosby was upset.
They were so nice to like feed us Halloween episode. Like a Disney special or a Halloween special. I'm like, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
This
is what we've been waiting for
and
all
this
year.
This is so like TBT, but like I remember this is like even a little bit more TBT, but like Roly Poly Oly, I remember had like a specific Halloween episode.
Yes.
And I remember seeing it like in the magazine and asking my dad, like I cut it out and I was like, I need to be taken to Walmart because I need this on VHS and like this is the clipping, I have it. And I remember showing up to Walmart with my clipping and being like, I need the Roly Poly Halloween special.
I feel like one of their parents like, or one of them dressed up as like a vampire or something. I remember they had like a cape. I loved Roly Poly Oly. That was one that I really
They're
liked
small
a lot.
And square and round. I loved it.
I never watched that one.
Oh my gosh.
It's good. It's well,
maybe
I'll
introduce it to Grace.
Maybe you should.
Yeah.
I don't actually remember if it's good or not, but I remember liking it a lot.
What else was on Playhouse Disney in addition to Roly Poly?
Bear in the Big Blue House.
Yes.
Loved that. Loved
Luna?
I thought, that's what I thought. I mean, this is funny because Luna does mean moon, but I literally thought that like that was her name. Like I was like, Luna, the moon's name is Luna. That's like the T.
Right. And when you hear Luna, you're like, that's the girl.
I was like, the moon.
The girl from Big
Blue House. That's the girl from Big Blue House.
Have you guys seen all the TikTok sounds from Bear in the Big Blue House of the mouse resurfacing?
Yes.
Where he's like, I just love it. Love, love, love it. And people are like, when someone like tells me, it starts talking shit or
all
that stuff.
Yes. Or it's like when he's complaining, he's like, I'm sick of it. And it's like, wow, that guy really was me. Like now.
Yeah. Relatable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Relatable.
I loved when Bear would like smell, you know, he's like, what's that smell? And he goes,
yeah.
Mm, Wow, was really good. Yeah. ASMR. Loved that. Yeah. Have you seen the TikToks where the dogs watch Bear in the Boo Boo House?
No.
It's so cute. They're like watching and Bear's like sniffing the screen and the dog's like freaking out.
Oh my gosh. So cute.
No, but I saw the one where like a dog's crying over like the Lion King at the
part where he's sobbing.
I'm like, how does that dog know what's happening? Because he clearly like knew what was like started upset, whimpering and then like the part happened and I was like, the dog is crying.
I think my dogs are the sweetest in the world and I love them dearly, but I think they must be like a little lower on like the evolutionary chain, because can you imagine Bella crying at Lion King? Like, Bella doesn't even know what's going on half the time.
Bella's yeah.
Bella literally Bella will fart and then start looking around and then start smelling her own butthole.
Yep.
And be like, who the hell was that?
Was that? Was it? Oh, it was me. That's my dog. That's other people's dog.
Right.
Just
right.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
And just different. You know?
And that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. And we love Bella anyway.
Some of us get scared by our own farts and have to investigate.
And some of us just are crying at Lion King.
So.
Tag yourself.
This wig is so itchy, you guys. I'm so sorry. I just all of a sudden I was like, "Ooh, I'm trying to keep it together," but you know how
you need like those aunties that wear wigs. You need like a little pencil or a comb, a pick up there. Yeah.
Ooh. I remember when they gave a white girl on America's Next Top Model a weave. Do you remember that? And they like half the time she was on camera, she was like with a pencil,
right?
Like just in her hair.
No, I don't remember that, but I remember all the other tragic stuff that happened on that show.
Dude, yeah. Next Top Model. Great, still good, great to watch, but like it didn't really age too well. It's a little sus,
terribly.
Bro.
Yeah,
terribly.
Yeah,
when they resurface on TikTok, I see the clips. I'm like, oh my god! I consumed that. No wonder.
And we were
eating
the shit up. No, right.
No wonder I'm so unwell. Like the way these people are talking to them, they're like, "You're useless." I'm like, "Oh, let's not talk to people like that."
Like, let's not.
I know.
Yeah,
Tyra Banks was tough. We were all rooting for you.
Dude, and like that's one of those like core memory things that I totally remember that. And like then the girl like passing out and all that stuff. I was like, and also so shady the way they made the commercial look like she was just like rolling her eyes and like being so rude, but like she actually passed out.
Yes.
Crazy.
Reality TV cutting.
The villain edit.
Yeah.
The villain edit.
The villain edit.
Speaking of the villain edit, have you guys seen the conversation between Ms. Courtney and Kim over the phone? Should we talk about it?
Yeah, just for a moment, because...
Just a little pop culture reference.
Listen, well, what I've been seeing, the resurfacing of it all, is that Mr. Travis Barker wrote a book, like, years ago, detailing his love for Kim.
What?
Wait, you didn't know this?
Yeah. No, dog. Where's this information?
It's like heavily documented.
The Kardashians haven't addressed that yet, as far as I know. But on TikTok, they're like, yeah, no wonder Kourtney literally hates Kim's guts. But also, Kourtney, you're dumb for marrying that man and having his baby if you knew that he wrote this tell-all, I love Kim Kardashian, she's beautiful, she's perfect, and this and this and this. I moved to Calabasas to be closer to Kim Kardashian. Huh?
I did not know anything about this, you guys.
And then Kourtney can't take that out on Travis because she made her choice.
Yeah.
She married him. So she's taking it out on Kim. Mm-hmm. And I saw this really interesting TikTok that was like, Kourtney's attacks to Kim are like personal, but the things that she's saying are not actual character flaws. She's saying that Kim is obsessed with work, right? That Kim is self-centered, that Kim is just obsessed with being famous. All things Kim would say about herself.
Right.
Right.
Right. And those are things that maybe don't align with like everyone's personal goals.
Right.
But they're not like, it's not morally wrong to want to be famous, to really be passionate about your work.
Right.
To like,
yeah.
But then Kourtney is trying to take those things and like
villainize her.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just a mom who just wants to do that.
Right.
And you could never understand because all you care about is work.
Right. I think like in the context of like that scene in particular where they're on the phone and she's like doing thing, I think Kourtney definitely came across as like very hurt, trying to explain herself, whatever, whatever. And Kim just really was like kind of being a mean girl.
Yeah.
Like that's what it was coming across as. But I also think Kim is frustrated because I don't think she understands why to like the depths of it. But like Kourtney's not going to tell her why.
And maybe Courtney doesn't even fully understand.
Right.
Right.
Or maybe she's embarrassed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't gotten past in past seasons where Kim like physically attacked her. Because like I just can't. Like I'm like, if you're capable of doing it once under any condition,
right.
I think it's reasonable to assume you might do it again. And I felt like she couldn't physically do that, and she was verbally doing it. Like, she was trying to grab.
Yes.
When one thing didn't work, she was grabbing another.
Yep.
And that was unsettling. Like, obviously, I think they have beef, and they're also filming a reality television show. So, like, how much of it is, you know, played up for cameras and how much of it isn't. But at its core, it was a little disturbing to watch.
Yeah. I feel like it's pretty real. I feel like their beef is, like, for real.
And I do appreciate how much they break the fourth wall of talking about, like, watching back the edit, all of this is coming back up because I think a lot of shows would just glaze over that and be like, oh, she's getting upset about this again.
Right.
But I like that they're like, she just watched back the edit of the show and is seeing all of this stuff again and then sending us these, you know, like blow like, up texts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I do think it's interesting that I feel like Kim started out in my brain as like, okay, I don't really think she did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so true that she then started throwing other things at the wall that, like, don't need to be brought up.
Right.
When she brought up the kids, I was like,
no,
that was
so messed up.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no. She was like, even your kids. I'm like, shaw, girl. Yeah. You're like, trying
doing
to hurt
too much.
Her.
And,
yeah.
like, especially because Courtney has just made it very clear how she feels about being a mom and, like, wanting to be with her kids and stuff like that was just, like, unnecessary like, on all
even
fronts.
Your kids. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, damn.
No, your friends. No, your best is like your close friends. You're like, okay, girl, I heard you.
Right,
one,
right.
Like, what's she trying to do? Make like Courtney feel like all of her friends are against her?
And only Kim's on her side?
I don't know. I'm think they're both in the wrong.
I agree.
I do think it's interesting, like the whole thing of Courtney feeling like Kim used her wedding as a business deal and Kim's response being like, no, I actually hated your wedding and it was really ugly. So why would that make me want to work with
Scream.
That? Like when they were on the phone.
Dude, one thing about Kim Kardashian, she's quick. But also, do you think, I mean, they have to talk about the book at some point. Like that shit has to come up, but maybe not. Maybe it's too close.
Well, maybe that's why, I don't know. Maybe this is too meta. Maybe that's why they're focusing so much on like the wedding stuff and the Versace collab, because then they can make it seem like that's the basis of everything.
Instead of like the real issue.
Yeah.
But it's not like these girls aren't seeing the TikToks, bro.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We all know.
Oof. And I just realized we have not read from the group chat just yet.
Right.
I have a message here from Ms. Jocelyn. All right. And it says, hi, gals. Love you so much. Love the pod. It brings me so much joy every week. I'm listening to Paloma talking about not having any regrets. And I walked around with the same mentality for so long. I don't say this to take away from that way of thinking, but I also heard from a few TikToks recently about how regret doesn't have to weigh so heavy on us. We can just simply have some sadness over our past choices and still be thankful for the journey and how that shaped us into who we are. We can regret and still decide we wouldn't have changed our choices. Those two things can coexist. It made me think of life differently and almost gave me a little bit of freedom to sit in that sadness when I thought I wasn't allowed because that meant I wouldn't be thankful for my current life. So anyways, I thought I'd share just for some insight. Thanks for all you're doing.
That's a really interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You can regret something and still not be and still be grateful for the person it shaped you into.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because I feel like when you think of regret, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I wish I didn't do that. Like, if I wouldn't have done that, everything would be better. But like, one, you won't know. And that like it is what it is and you can't go back in time. So and you made it out, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, and you can be grateful for those moments.
And maybe sometimes we need a little bit of regret to make us a better person,
mm-hmm.
right? Because regret is looking back and going, oh, man, I should have handled that conversation with this family member differently. I wish I would have approached it differently.
Right.
So that the next time that comes up, you do approach it a little differently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if instead you're like, well, that's
the past.
That's the past.
Yep.
It is what it is. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Don't. Yeah. It is what it is, me. Please.
And that is, I think, a hard balance, right? How do you, like, kind of allow space for regret to shape you into a better person, to like just reflect on your life and not have to have this like constant positive outlook, because sometimes things don't feel so positive,
right,
while not letting it like weigh you down.
Yeah
Because I think that's the idea with like no regrets, is, you know what, I'm not gonna let it weigh me down. Life moves forward and like I'm grateful for the person it shaped me into, which like I wholeheartedly believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But sometimes there is space that is needed for that regret.
Yeah.
To grow and be like, I'm going to do that differently moving forward.
Yada, yada. Yeah, moving forward, I know this, I know that. I want to handle it like this. I want to do it like that.
Because that didn't feel good for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Very good one. Yeah. Thank you, Jocelyn. I love getting like feedback on our previous conversations because I feel like when we started the group chat, that was a big part of it is like we would read comments and like want to respond to them like on the episode. But we're like, wait, what if we could talk about this as part of the conversation?
Right. 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 Right.
And if you guys want to send a message to the group chat, please, you can text us at 917-810-3045.
And make sure to subscribe to us here on YouTube and follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We are posting every week, so stay up to date with that.
And make sure to catch for the Halloween TikToks that are coming.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we have one more Halloween episode after this.
Yes.
Which I don't want to skate past these costumes because these are killer.
Killer.
But our last costume for our last Halloween episode next week, which was a Jess idea.
Yes.
When we all did our pitch, I think is the funniest we've ever done.
We definitely saved the best for last.
We definitely did.
I'm really excited about next week.
Me too. Me too.
So now that we are like well into spooky season and fall vibes, we want to just chat a little bit today about what we've got going on for fall, some of our fall favorites. And one thing I have been so excited to tell you guys about, I was like, I have to talk about this on the podcast because especially Miss Halloweena is going to like die. So this weekend we are going on a trip to Oregon with our friends and their son. And we try to do like a trip every year because we live kind of far apart. So it's like, this is Steven's best friend from high school, his wife, their
son. You went on a trip with them last year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've been trying to like, that's kind of our, we try to get together twice a year, like one of us going to visit the other person and then one of us like going on a trip together. That's nice. We do like a PowerPoint pitch to decide where.
Love that. Love it. PowerPoint pitch.
Right? So we're going to Oregon. We're going to be staying near Portland.
Oh, fun.
And one of the things that we're going to try to do is go to Halloween Town.
Oh, I gagged. Know. Gagged.
Oh, Sierra.
I know.
Strap a GoPro to your head, girl.
Right.
So the movie Halloween Town was filmed in this town, like 30 minutes outside of Portland. And they transform it like into Halloween Town at Halloween time. They have it like look like the movie.
I'm so freaking jealous of you right now. Oh my God, keep going.
So we're going to try to go like do a little afternoon there and like see Halloween Town. And I have been so excited. And like, I'm going to be sending you so many pictures.
Please do.
That's so fun. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. That is going to be so much fun. Holy shit. And, like, wow. Portland at that time, like, Oregon has that vibe. Oh, my gosh.
It's, like, darker and, like, rainy.
Yeah. I had the opportunity of going for my birthday, like, 3 years ago, and it just felt so crisp. And, like, it's nothing like how we have here in San Diego where it's, like, still super sunny and you're, like, sweating through a sweater. No. You get to have, like, cozy chill vibes.
Or crispy.
And, actually, there's a donut shop there, and I'm going to have to send you. Send it's, like, Pepitas or something, and they have, like, caramel on them, and you, oh, my gosh, girl.
Send it to me.
Is this your first time going to Portland?
Yes. So we actually, when we did the PowerPoint presentation, the one that won was going to Bend.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go to Bend, Oregon. We started looking at flights. It was like so much more complicated to get there and like the flights were more expensive. And like we have two young kids between the two families that we're bringing. So we're like, you know, Portland also is in Oregon, also looks fun, cheaper and easier to get to. So we're going to Portland and I've never been.
So much fun, so gorgeous, and you're going at like the perfect, no. That is the vibe you're doing it, correct? I'm so excited for you. We're strapping a GoPro to her head.
Yes. No, seriously.
I need to see this. You have to get a photo in front of the pumpkin. Okay. Please, Sierra, I'm begging. Please.
I will.
Okay, good.
And actually, I have been to Portland for like half a second because when Steven and I went to Oregon, our flight got canceled. So we had to fly into Portland and then drive to where we were going.
Okay, I was like,
I think we got like a coffee one morning. But I haven't like seen Portland.
You haven't like done Portland. Right.
So I'm excited. We're only going for two nights, but we're taking like an evening flight the second day. So that's when we're going to do Halloween Town.
That's so exciting. I did not even like... That didn't even cross my mind that it was in Oregon.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. I did watch Halloween Town two nights ago, the first one. And which, actually, I don't want to ruin it. Why? These have been out so long.
Bro, yeah. Spoiler alert.
I know, spoiler alert from 25 years ago.
Literally.
Ryan finally confessed to me. He's never seen any of the Halloween Towns and he didn't know how to tell me. And so I was like,
God.
So I sat his ass down and said, you're going to learn today. So I literally sat him down and started watching. And all of a sudden Netflix or Disney was like trying to promote the upcoming one that said like Calabar's Revenge.
Right.
So he was trying to guess the bad guy. So he's like, literally in the first movie, he's like, oh, he's the bad guy. I'm like, no, Calabar's not the bad guy. Clearly, that's just like the girl's boyfriend or whatever.
Right.
And then you see Calabar's revenge, and I'm like, oh my God. All right, well, way to ruin it. So I didn't want to ruin it for you viewers if you don't know about Calabar's revenge, but there's a second one, and it's him.
Yeah, and he's the bad guy, so.
So I'm in the middle of rewatching all the Halloween Towns as I do every year, but this time I'm watching him intently. Wow. Like, did you get that? Did you laugh at that?
You guys gonna break up? Does he hate it?
No. We would have to if he was not willing to. But he realized. I like got taken aback. I was like, you've never seen this? And he's like, oh, I didn't realize how like important this is to you. Like, I know it's important. And I was like, Ryan, this film specifically, the first one, is like, I need you to watch this. And he was like, okay, fine. So we sat down and I got to quote the little Marnie, the Halloween is cool. And I was like, I met her. I don't know if you know, but
TBT last year.
So I took a little moment. So just relishing that and like seeing her. So yeah, crazy. Sierra, I'm so jealous. Am so, so happy for you. That's going to be so cool.
I'm so excited. I saw it actually on Instagram. Like someone made a reel of like, in Oregon, you can go to the real Halloween Town. I was like, is this like one of those like fake things, you know?
Right.
Pop up. Like the Halloween cop pop-ups. Yes.
Right. And I looked it up and they do it every year. And so I was like, Steven!
We gotta go!
We have to go!
Good.
Wow. But I'm not sure if I should show Grace the movie before. Because I don't think she'd be scared because skeletons are like her favorite thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Since last Halloween. Remember she was walking around with those skeletons in her, what's it called? Stroller?
Yes. And those are still one of her favorite toys. We never put them back in the Halloween box. That's why
we don't have any Halloween decorations, because Grace took them.
Because Grace has them. They're
her babies.
They're her babies. Yeah. She has like a little baby bottle for her baby doll. She like feeds the skeletons, puts them to bed.
That's my girl. Yeah. Right. I love that.
You might have a Halloween baby.
I love
the education.
You should definitely show it for her, like play it for her. Mm-hmm. Like at least clips of it just so she can see like the music, the dun dun dun. Yeah. Like clips of it. Maybe that'll be cute.
I'm surprised they don't have anything Halloween Town at Disneyland for Halloween. Mm. We just went and like, everything is Nightmare Before Christmas focus, or it's like generic like Mickey Pumpkin, you know?
Right.
And for Grace, that's amazing because like I said, she loves it. And like half the people in the park are in like Jack and Sally t-shirts.
Right.
And every person that walks by, she's like, Mama, look, Sally.
Right.
Obsessed. We got to meet them.
Aww.
Oh, that's cute.
She loved it.
I love that. She's a Halloween girl. It's clear. It's very clear. I love
it. Stamp of approval. I feel like they would also like maybe lean more into Haunted Mansion.
Well, they redo Haunted Mansion for Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. So you're right. They lose like their main.
Yeah.
So where's the Halloween Town vibes? Actually, we should have like a pumpkin like in the center of Halloween Town for photos.
Right. They have a big Mickey pumpkin, but that's not like Halloween Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do a little bit of Hocus Pocus.
Cool. Oh, right.
And like they have in the Halloween parade, which is only for Oogie Boogie Bash, which we didn't go to this year, but we did last year. They have Minnie, Daisy, and Clarabelle Cow dressed as the Sanderson sisters.
Cute.
Like, that's their costume.
So cute. Okay, speaking of spooky stuff, I think we all know I am not a scary movie girl. I can't do it. I have an overactive imagination, riddled with anxiety every day of my life. I don't need help with it. But I do feel like I'm missing out on, like, the spooky vibe. But I'm not willing to, like, risk my sanity just to, like, hang out with people.
Do you have nightmares after you watch
honestly stuff? I don't know, because I have not watched a scary movie in like 20 years.
It just like fills you with anxiety to even think about watching.
And I'm already like scared of life and people in general, so I really don't need like extra ammo. Mm-hmm. However, I really feel like I'm missing out, so I told Ryan. I was like, listen, you can't throw me into the wolves. Don't try to like try to force me into this, because it will end so poorly for you and we just can't do this. But I can, you know, I can try, and if it's too much, I will stop. And if you want to keep watching, baby, live your life. But I'm gonna go and scroll TikTok to like save myself.
Right.
So we tried him and all his roommates, and I watched this movie that was like some alien, I don't know, abduction, whatever. It was a bad movie, so it wasn't scary. But I was girls, when I tell you I was prepped, here's Ryan. I'm like trying to watch.
I'm literally hiding.
Like, I'm like, you need to protect me from the TV, I guess. And I have a blanket. I'm fully like ready to like cover my face at any time. It was a bad movie. It wasn't scary, but like I felt proud of myself, even though it wasn't scary. But I was like, period, I did that. Right,
there you go. Right. And you got the spooky vibes.
Even it was so bad, wasn't even scary. But anyway, the next week. they were like, let's do another one. And I was like, okay. But Ryan had to be at work. And so I was like, guys, my chaperone's not here. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can do it. And they were like, okay, well, you know. I was like, but if it's too much, I'll go. Guys, please enjoy yourself. It's fine. So we watched a movie from, like, the 90s called Seven. So, like, Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt, LOL, ooh, so funny. Oh, and what's Almond Mom's name?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Period. Thank you.
Her. She was in it. And it was, like, it wasn't a scary, like, spooky Halloween movie, but it was definitely giving, like, spooky, like, scary men. Scary. And I was like, this is like what I'm really afraid of, like, right, this scary guys.
Yes.
But I made it through and it was a good movie, but I was like, Ryan, when are you coming home? Because I'm scared, but I'm trying. So I think next week also I'm gonna watch another one and maybe try to get a little more into it. I'm working on it because
you are so brave.
I am, thank you. I am
better than me. Ryan's like, Paloma, how are you gonna claim that you like Halloween and you won't even watch a scary movie? I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't want to picture scary masks when I close my eyes.
That's, I think, where I might draw the line.
Is Calabar's Revenge not scary enough for you, Ryan?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's some spooky stuff in Harry Potter that be shaking me, so I'm just...
You know what I was going to say when you were talking about, like, the alien movie, the bad alien movie was okay, but, like, the scary men one wasn't? I find that I can handle some scary movies if it's, like, fantasy-related.
Right,
because that's not a genuine fear. I cannot do anything home invasion because I already am like so anxious about that and like double checking every lock and like just hearing something around my house. Like that's already something that I'm fearful of.
Yes. Right. I completely agree.
So try some scary movies that are like non-fears of yours.
Yeah.
And what if you lean into maybe not so much scary because like scary, it's like scary mask or jump scares. It's like the gore because I feel like you can also get it with Saw and stuff like that. Like it's still like
I can do gore. Like I can be like, ew, like, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
But that's not going to scare me. Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't like paranormal stuff.
Ooh,
girl.
No.
No. Can't. The spirits, I said no. A Ouija board, I said put it away.
Dude, anytime anything happens at my house and I think I hear something, I'm like, not today. I don't want to see you. Yep. I don't hear you. Respectfully, literally, I respect you. Respect me. Go bye.
Same. The same. I'm like, I appreciate that you are here and I'm probably in your property and I'm so sorry about that. But like, so respectfully, like, please leave me alone. Like, I live, laugh, love, but not with me.
Not with me.
I literally tell them out loud.
Same. I'm like, it's okay.
It's working thus far.
I'm a good guy. I don't want to.
I know.
Please. Bro, I'd be stressed as fuck, dude.
So nothing paranormal.
Yeah.
Nothing scary men.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah. What about, do you guys remember that movie? It came out when we were in like middle school or high school, because I remember seeing it in theaters. Orphan.
Yes.
That, I feel like that could be a good one.
I've only seen it in Spanish and it's called The Orfanato. And let me tell you, I swear to God, it was even scarier.
Really?
I swear to God. And it was like, wait a second. Actually, pause while we're here. I just wanted to take a shout out. Shrek in Spanish is so good.
We should watch it.
Please, I'm begging you. It is so damn good. There's like specific clips that you just hear, like the donkey's like, pregúntame, Shrek, pregúntame. And you just like laugh so hard.
I've seen, you've shown me clips, especially the waffles one.
You know the line? Yes. And in the morning, I'm making waffles. He say, y en la mañana, yo preparo los tamales. And you're like, why are you making tamales? Like, this is so funny. Anyways,
I love it
so much. And that's a side plug. That's all.
But I would love to watch Shrek in Spanish.
Period. Same. I will bring my VHS. Wait, we got to find a VHS player.
Yeah. I will bust out my Duolingo before then and brush up. Yes. So I'm ready to go.
First step, Duolingo. Second step, find a VHS player.
My parents still have one.
Oh, period.
Okay. We'll go to their house.
Perfect. And like the song that like doesn't change, I think, is like, if it's the same one, it's like, Living La Vida Loca. Right. Is that in the first one or is that in the second? I can't remember, but there's one Shrek movie and I remember that same song like stayed on and I was like,
right, of course. You're right, because this is
right,
Spanish.
Right. Right.
That's the second one with Puss in Boots.
Which goes, that whole second movie and second movie soundtrack goes so hard.
So hard. So hard.
Fairy Godmother?
Oh my gosh.
Slay. And I saw a girl on TikTok do she was wearing Fairy Godmother and she went took herself to a McDonald's and she was like, do you want the meal? I will have to send it to you. That girl slayed. If you guys see it, oh my God, literally did the re-Fairy Godmother.
Wait. Okay, sorry. Speaking of Shrek, this is very Halloween related. During COVID, when we were seeing five people, we dressed up as the Shrek characters. Me, Paloma, and Ryan, her boyfriend, dressed up. She was Fiona, Ryan was Shrek, and I was the dragon.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, I would have been donkey, but I was like, I'm trying to be sexy, so yeah, I just can't. So I went with dragon. But we will have to bust out the pictures because First, I do want to, so sorry to you, Ryan, but we started off very chill vibes. You know, as the night got on, we got a little drunker. And all of a sudden, Ryan comes out of the bathroom fully painted green. He was not green
my
when we
boyfriend
started the
was,
night.
Was like, okay, I'm gonna be Shrek, and he was like a little shy. He's like, I'll wear like the ears and I'll do everything, but
I'll wear
like,
the outfit. Yeah,
yeah. He's like, I don't know if I can do the green paint. Like, we had it. Well, guess what? My guy just had a little bit too much tequila, and then all of a sudden came out of the bathroom, and he's like the peanut butter baby.
And you guys had no idea.
No idea.
Shock.
Covered in just green.
Like, and like, and like, not like well.
Like I said, the peanut butter baby.
The peanut
like,
butter
drunk.
Baby.
Drunk.
Yeah, drunk. Paint on his hands, all over. And he was just like so proud of himself. And we were like, bah!
Can you picture your drunk self in the bathroom with the green paint? And
just
you're
like
yeah, I'm going to get them so
probably using
laugh.
His hands like, oh my God.
And you know how boys apply lotion? Just
yeah, with, yeah.
Just a mess.
Yes.
Lips. How do they, when they put lip balm,
and
Vaseline,
lotion,
and lotion. Yep. God, you guys, respectfully, gently.
That's but, so
yeah.
good. Did the green come off easily? Was he green all night? Was there green all over your apartment?
Let me tell you, there was green behind the ears and on like, in like certain, you know how in the crevices of your fingers that you just can't get it off for a couple of days, he was green. Yeah.
That like COVID era, stay home era was like, entertainment was in short supply.
Yep.
To have your boyfriend just come out of the bathroom drunk and covered in green paint, like that must have been such just like the lift of your spirits that you needed.
It was the highlight of the night.
It was like, I needed this. Yeah. I needed this.
Yep. Yeah. Very much
totally.
That.
That's so good.
What a good time.
I
love Halloween, you guys. What a vibe. I know. I'm really hoping, now I have a new cul-de-sac, new area that I live. I'm hoping that they bring like the spooky vibes because, you know, like every different home like has their own thing. Like sometimes it's a dead cul-de-sac or sometimes it's pop-in.
Right.
And my parents' home area doesn't really get as many trick-or-treaters. It's like so slow. I don't even think they buy candy at this point, which breaks my heart.
I know, that's sad.
So I'm hoping maybe that I'm in LA and it's like a little more congested and I'm like, where's
our
that
last
area?
Apartment
they had
a lot of kids around.
Yeah,
well, no, we were trick-or-treating
around our area
around
so
our
we
area.
Saw yeah
we... so but we saw a lot of kids and
I
a
love
lot of
that.
Shit
we did
and they were doing poppers in the street and stuff. It was lit.
Yeah,
that's so year. fun.
The Latin community loves of Halloween, honestly. They love like just holidays because I feel like the Christmas lights and the Halloween lights they go all out, at least all the houses like where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Speaking of Shrek and Livin' La Vida Loca, this popped into my head and I was like, I don't know if I've ever shared this story.
Oh.
That was my favorite song when I was a kid because my parents had a Ricky Martin CD. And I remember it was like, I don't remember what number it was, but like the number on the track, like I would always ask for like number 7, which was Livin' La Vida Loca.
Right.
And I, at like 3 years old, I was obsessed with the line, she likes to take her clothes off and go dancing in the rain.
Right.
And I remember being like, Mom, I want to go dancing naked in the rain. Like, that sounds so fun.
Right.
It's so beautiful.
Right? And so every time it would rain, I would ask my mom. And one time she said yes. And I have, like, one of my earliest memories, I was like 3, is being so excited, just naked in my rain boots outside, dancing to Ricky Martin, just number 7, play number 7 again. Just, like, the time of my life.
That is so
that.
Cute.
That's
I would
so
give good
funny.
Money. Good money.
That's so funny.
To have been there for that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, her parents were just like soaking it in, watching their little
like,
child dancing
this.
In the go dancing in the rain.
Right.
Like,
and also,
rain,
like, the context is
tush
like,
out,
very
just
yeah.
raining.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, yeah. I know. Just, oh my God, a nudie baby in the rain. I love that. That is so
just
silly.
Rain boots.
Yeah, that is so
iconic,
cute.
Honestly.
And freeing.
So freeing.
You know what?
Honestly, as an adult,
I was going to say that's kind of like the vibe.
Right. I would do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know we all wrote down a couple of our fall favorites.
Yes.
I did.
So shall we share those?
Yes.
Can I start with one that I got a little crazy with? Okay.
Oh.
So I came home with my mom and she was like, we should go to Bath and Body Works. And I was like, well, you know what time it is, girl.
Right.
And let me tell you, if you want to leave with a lot of soap and a lot of candles, go with your mom to Bath and Body Works.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. She was like, it's 5 for like $20 or something. That's not real. That would be so cheap. But you know,
right.
But they're telling you like get like 9 of them for $100. You're like, all right, girl, I don't know if it's a deal anymore. But
right.
But we got all the soap, you know, like the ones with the cats and the skeletons and the, oh my gosh, they have
the ghosties.
The ghosties and then they have the hand sanitizer holding pouches and then the ones for the car. So I got myself some Bath and Body Works candles and soap. And that is such a fall favorite of mine.
Yep.
I don't think I can fall without that smell.
I agree.
Bath and Body Works candle and soap.
Do you have a favorite Bath and Body Works fall scent?
I don't.
All of them.
I was scanning all of them and I was like, I think I'm switching through all of them. And so much because I was trying to find a favorite before my friends come to visit. And I've gone through three different tubes every day. I've tried them. I'm like, no, that one's better. No, that one's better. So right now I have the purple one with a skull, whatever scent that is, pomegranate, scary something. They're also so funny. They're also so silly with the name.
With the names. Yes,
like, yeah. All right, girl. Like, this is just your
pomegranate spooky spook.
I'll take 10.
Right. You're like, this is so
actually,
dumb. I'll take 40.
20 for 5. Yeah, make it 20.
Right.
It's so funny that you say that about the scent, too, because mainly the reason I wanted to ask is because I don't have a favorite fall scent from Bath & Body Works where I'm like, this is elite. I have, like, I want a variety in the fall scents, you know? But with winter, sparkling icicles, that is the scent. But for fall, I'm like, give me a little bit of, like, the apple cider.
I want the apple cider. I want the pumpkin a little bit. Yeah. I want the maple, bourbon.
Yeah, like, and then I want, like, the warm, like, they have this one called flannel, which is, like, a little more, like, musky and, like, a little more warm, like, a little more, like
fire
manly
type
fire. Yeah. So I'm like, I need all of the categories. Mm-hmm.
They need to make, like, a variety pack that's, like, minis, but it's, like, all of them.
Oh.
Bath & Body Works, listen, if you're looking to hire, I'm not available for you, but, like, if you want to.
I have ideas.
If you want to.
But I'll buy it.
Collaborate.
I know. I'm going to go home, take some photos of the ones I got because that's the best of the best, and I will shoot you a text before you go. Because
ooh, do a little Instagram story.
Ooh,
wrap up. Get those affiliate links.
I like it, your mind.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Okay. Mine is also kind of in the same, like, fall vibe, obviously. This is what we're doing here. But pumpkin ravioli.
Ooh.
The Trader Joe's one?
Any. The Trader Joe's ones are great. You can get them literally anywhere. They are so good. And I don't even know what pumpkins taste like. Like, obviously, okay, pumpkin pie. That's what I think of when I think of, like, pumpkin tasting things. And, like, in my mind, I'm like, ew, pumpkin pie ravioli. Like, that's gross.
Right.
No. It is amazing. Head over to your local Trader Joe's because I know they have packs of it. It's so good. And it's, like, orange. And I know it's not, like, not actually orange. It's, like, definitely dyed orange. But, like, whatever.
But it's orange. It's
for the vibe.
It's
for the vibe. Exactly. It's so good. And the vibes are right. And it's just, it just really puts you in, like, the fall vibe. I love it. I love it so much.
I love that. I have not tried that one just yet. I'm adding that to the list, but I also have a screenshot here of another that my friends have, like, I've seen multiple people, so I've screenshotted. So for you listeners, Trader Joe's butternut squash mac and cheese.
Yes. Yes, I've had that. So good.
Holy it's so like good. It's like a fall fave right now, girls, and I have not tried it, so I can't say it's good, but I have it screenshotted to buy at Trader Joe's next time. Butternut squash mac and cheese.
I haven't tried it, but I love butternut squash.
So good.
Okay, that and the pumpkin raviolis.
And the pumpkin raviolis.
Well, one of mine was a Trader Joe's one, which was going to be later, but I feel like now I have to
do it. Bring out the Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's has a pumpkin jam that is the most amazing thing on a cheese board. We will put a picture on screen because, oh my gosh, this is everything. I got this for the first time last fall.
Did we have it on the charcuterie board at the Friendsgiving?
Yes.
I'm so glad you told me because that was so good. So and I think good. About that
yes.
jam.
Yes, I remember.
Oh
yep.
my gosh.
No, that was so good.
After that, before they phased out the fall stuff, I bought 3 jars of it because it keeps well.
Right.
And I've been using it throughout the year whenever I make a cheese board because I'm like, look, it may be March, but this is the superior jam.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
And I ran out and now it's back and I'm so happy. And it's just any cheese with this, any bread.
Okay, it's pumpkin jam.
It's a pumpkin jam.
Okay, I'm keeping my eyes out because that cheese board last year, God, I think about her. I swear to God, your cheese board lives rent-free in my house, in my head.
Dude, I remember the jam
now
that we're talking about it.
With the brie,
so
I remember mixing that, and then she had like some fruit on it. God. Oh my God, it was so good. I have to go back for that jam.
And if you want to go really crazy, get a wheel of brie, slather on that pumpkin jam, sprinkle a little bit of brown sugar, and then wrap a puff pastry over it.
To look like a pumpkin?
Yep. And then I carved a little thing to make it a pumpkin.
Yep.
Oh, God. My gosh. Heaven.
Heaven.
The brie melts a little bit. Oh,
ooh, I love cheese.
I also I love brie in the fall.
Brie is...
I've been making a lot of brie grilled cheeses lately.
Yum.
Girl.
You do the sourdough loaf.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get it at the farmer's market. If I go to the farmer's market that week, which is just even more like fresh and it has that like rustic look.
Ugh.
So you do the slice of sourdough. you cut off the rind of the brie and you lay it into strips. Then you do honey and thinly sliced apples. Put it on top. You butter the top of the bread. Oh,
Sierra.
Dip it in a pumpkin soup.
I'm turned on. So that's where we're at.
You know
at.
What? Maybe in our next shoot, I'll get all the stuff and I'll make us all brie grilled cheese and pumpkin soup for
please
lunch.
Please do. Please,
I'm begging.
I'm like, should I Postmate it right now?
Yeah. Have it for lunch today?
Yeah. All right, you guys. For my fall favorite is a new Starbucks like fall item. Oh. They just added this. It is a iced pumpkin cream chai latte. Oh. And I ended up adding, because it has no espresso, so I just made it dirty and like, say like dirty period chai, and then you add like a shot of espresso. So iced pumpkin cream chai latte with espresso. Holy shit. I was in Target. I was in Target like this is amazing. It tasted super good. It wasn't, I feel like I got my first pumpkin spice latte of the season.
I was gonna ask.
And it was feeling very like more pumpkin-y than I'm used to. And maybe it's because it was like the latte first day. Was? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. And maybe it was just like maybe the Starbucks girlies are like, you want PSL, bitch? I'm going to batch up right. PSL you because right. I tasted that and I was like, whoa, that had so much like syrup and just like really pumpkin-y. And it was good, but a little bit more sweeter than I'm used to. And I was like, I'm going to be walking around Starbucks or Target. I don't want to get right. too crazy with it. So I got this one instead and I really, really liked it. And they had some other different new items as they do, like cold brews and pumpkin stuff like that. So
okay.
Please comment below, you guys, if you have tried any of the new ones or your favorite ones. I'm dying to try some more of these pumpkin ones, please.
Yes. So I have a question. I don't like pumpkin spice lattes.
Okay.
I'm not a fan. I don't know why. And I like pumpkin taste, but like something about the PSLs I just like don't rock with.
Right.
Would you suggest that I try this one instead? Or is it still giving like...
To be keep it so real, please, I feel it real like it still has that pumpkin essence and it's okay. like that pumpkin syrup. So I feel like pumpkin syrup's a little tough to like pass by. So if you're really right. not crazy yeah. about that flavor, I just wouldn't
okay.
dive
okay.
into it.
Did you say it was iced, the one that you got?
I did get it iced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, because that's the hard part about where we live is like some days we're getting like a little bit of a chill, but most days it's like still pretty hot and sweaty. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I want the fall pumpkin-y vibes, but like... A hot pumpkin spice latte
yeah. sounds terrible.
A little much.
Yeah, I make them iced unless if it's like the day before Halloween and I'm like, you will burn your tongue because you have to be in the mood right. for
and the AC is cranked to the gods and yep. we are shivering in this house, but we're pretending it's cold yeah. outside. Yeah,
absolutely. And so.
Okay, okay. I appreciate that. I appreciate the honesty because I would go get it and I'd be like, you're a liar. So just so you know.
No. There's nothing like getting like catfished by food, like, you know, like you just are like so excited and yeah. if you taste it and it's really not something you would like or you would want, you're so heartbroken because you're like right. I really didn't have to do this to me, but I'm gonna eat it because I bought it
right yeah.
so
right okay
I appreciate see you, you. No, yeah no you. Do you want to know what I do recommend Starbucks? I know you didn't ask, but I just thought of it right now. What would be cute is if they did like ghosty cake pops or like ooh, ghost something yes. like that. Like, I feel like we're not diving enough into it, which if you thought about it, like kids always like want cake pops all the time, Starbucks. So like,
oh, yeah.
let's capitalize. Let's make some pumpkin cakes
on it.
Or like a pumpkin. Like, or oh, I don't right. know. Just like, let's just do something with the cake pops.
Halloween isn't getting enough Halloween yeah. and she's got a problem with you, Starbucks.
I want to talk to Starbucks.
It would be so yeah. easy to make it a pumpkin. It's already a circle.
It's literally a circle.
I know. I'm just thinking, you know, I see the videos that, like, where the moms are like, oh, I got to get my kid my cake pop because I get them. I'm like, you guys, it's Halloween. If they know that there's something Halloween-ski in there, they're going to want.
Oh, yeah. Grace loves a cake pop, and especially at Target because they have special Spot the Target Dog cake pops.
Oh.
So if we're checking out and she sees it, she's like, Mama, dog cake pop, please?
Right.
And I'm like, okay. well, I suppose we could go to Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, well, I kind of do want Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, imagine how easy it would be to make a Jack Skellington cake pop. His head is literally yeah. a ball.
It's right there.
I understand.
Starbucks, respectfully, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to get on it.
More cake pops.
Because during like Christmas, I feel like you have the cute little snowman cookie, which I right. remember like getting it and taking a photo with it, never eating it because respectfully, Starbucks, that cookie,
yeah, the cookie is
so
not
dry.
Good.
But yeah. like I always wanted like a photo with the cute little snowman. God, right. So embarrassing. Ooh.
You just like things with faces on them.
They're cute.
It's
I
cute.
It looks cute. It's okay.
Cute shit with their little faces. Ooh, kawaii. It's just like so I don't know.
No, it's cute.
Cute stuff and tiny stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Things that's like are freakishly smaller than they're supposed to be. I love it. You're yes. like, why are you so small? Like the little, oh my gosh, when you can get the Vaseline tubes, like they smell them so sell them so far at Target. Yeah. I'm like, this will use me for two times.
Literally.
I'll buy it.
One, the top lip and the bottom lip.
Yep.
Done. Empty.
But then it's so cute.
And then it's so cute.
It's so tiny.
I know. Okay, my next one, also kind of in like the coffee vibe, putting maple syrup in my coffee that I make at home.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Because sometimes I'm not trying to add like sugar.
Right.
Because I just don't want the, because I feel like sometimes when you add sugar to coffee, it just tastes like sugar.
And it settles at the bottom.
Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, then what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. Maple syrup gives you like a fall vibe because it's maple. But it's also, it's sweet, right? It's literally syrup. So it like does what you want it to do. It's so good. It, I, honestly, like I used to do this all the time in New York because I literally was broke as a joke. And like, I guess I couldn't afford creamer. I don't know what the problem was, but I couldn't. So I would put maple syrup in my black coffee and I was able to like drink it that way.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yum. So good.
I maybe this is embarrassing and makes me like, you know, super lame and like uncultured, but I don't like maple syrup that as much as like store-bought like plastic bottle syrup. It's so bad. I know this is bad and it's embarrassing.
No, that's the same.
But I remember like my mom bought like a special thing of like maple syrup when they like
from
went
like Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
And like it was like a special thing that like we were all gonna have it, and I was like, low key, like give me the one in
Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Can I get the log cabin?
Yes, exactly.
I feel like that's fair because
it's
too.
Fair.
It's fair. Really sweet, and I know it's better, and I know it's like more. You know what's the word? Like
real,
authentic,
authentic, pure. Yes. Like that's pure. What they call it. They're like it's right from the root.
Right from the tree.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I'm not gonna lie. Give me some of the Target bottle.
Listen, try that.
Yeah.
I do.
A little bit of that in the coffee.
It's good.
Okay, my next one is I feel like it started in like the summertime, but I got more into like maxi skirts.
Oh.
And I got like a fall printed one recently. It's just like brown plaid, like gingham. And I am so obsessed with it. Like a fall maxi skirt with like a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
That's so fall. Cute.
So fall. As like a mom, it's very functional. Like I can take Grace to her class. I just wear bike shorts under everything and I feel like I can totally move around. I've become such a maxi skirt girl, and one with a sweater for the fall. Everything.
I love it. Love it. I feel like that's like one of the fall uniforms.
Totally.
It's like a brown or like cream maxi skirt and then like black leather pants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I've seen the black leather pants are out. I'm literally, like, oh, we're all here, ladies.
Yeah,
you said that.
We have the uniform.
No, brown. I quite literally ordered a like brown
me
maxi
too.
Skirt from Amazon. So I'm like,
can't wait for us.
You
all
said
to
that.
Matching.
I'm like, I have that.
Me too.
And you have a good idea. Sweater. I like it. Yeah. I'll do that.
There you go.
Yeah, I got the maxi skirt and I just didn't know because I was looking for staple pieces for the fall and I was like, what is something? I'm like, just a brown maxi skirt. Don't know what I'm gonna pair it with, but. Smart with like a sweater.
With like a cute little sweater.
Even if San Diego gives me cold a little bit.
But also you could do like off the shoulder. I feel like off the shoulder sweaters are cute because obviously we live in California and like if it's hot in LA or whatever, but like you're still giving like skin so it's not like so sweaty. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But it's giving fall like aesthetically.
And like skirts are pretty like, especially if you get a lightweight skirt, like a really lightweight skirt is pretty breezy.
Yeah.
And if the skirt's high-waisted, and if you wanted to do, like, a little crop moment, you could do a little cropped sweater.
You could do the belt trick where, you know, you, like, pull the sweater all the way up, do a belt, and then it nicely folds
okay.
over.
Okay, it's still in the box. I'm like, I'll get to you when I'm ready for fall fashion. Yeah. In addition to that brown maxi skirt on Amazon, I actually bought myself a, like, Snuggie type sweater thing that I got. I have to, like, force myself not to wear it because
it's
so
cozy.
It's like a pink hooded long sleeve cozy, and it has pockets in front that I can like put my phone and the controller. Oh, it's over, dog. yeah. I'm always like, where's my phone? Nope, I got a pocket in front, and then like the hood and the fuzziness is just so nice. And on top, it's glow in the dark.
Love
so
that.
Like. What the heck? I like walk into the bathroom and I see like stars and moon or whatever, some dumb stuff. And I'm like, this is so cute. It's just pink, fuzzy, glow in the dark. And it's from Amazon. And I will provide the link because I'm obsessed. Like literally this is my unit.
I FaceTime her and I'm like, have you showered? She's like, I did. I just put this back on. I'm like, okay, well, good.
I love it so much. It's just like my safety blanket now. And like, it's literally just like a blanket, but with arms. And like, I'm like, the people who invented Snuggies, your mind, genius.
Right.
Do you remember the hold that Snuggies had?
Yep.
I can specifically picture that clip from the infomercial where it's like a bunch of people in like the stands of like a soccer game.
Right. Struggling or whatever.
Yes. All with the blankets. And then it cuts them in
black
snuggie.
And white.
Yes.
They would do it in black and white and they'd be like, oh, they're like dropping shit and can't pick anything up. Yeah.
And then it cuts to them and there's like a line of like six people in snuggies in color.
Yeah. Now. Oh, in color.
And then standing up.
And happy. Woo! Smiling. Yeah.
And they're like green. Purple, like yep. They were the most like red, colors. Like,
yeah, yeah, colors. Yes,
I kind of miss infomercials.
Me too.
Me too.
I don't know. They had like just a nostalgic place, especially the way that they'd always be like, and for just four payments of $39.95,
you right. can have the Nutribullet.
Yep. 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 Yep.
Yep, QVC and all those late time thing yep. had a hold on my mom.
Yep. Yep. I was gonna say me, but you're right. Hold on my mom. She was buying everything.
The one I really wanted and I remember trying to talk my mom into like calling the number was Moon Sand.
Yes.
And just watching the things that they would be, or Floam.
I was, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Floam. I wanted Floam so bad.
So bad.
Do you remember they had like, you could build a Floam car. Yep. A Floam dragon.
I had a friend that got the Floam.
That was kind of like the original slime. Like before slime became popular, you're we right. were like, give me Floam.
Give me Floam.
Do you remember yes. those balls that would like rotate
what,
together?
What was it called?
What would they do?
Yeah, they just, like they were supposed this? To be like, gravity-defying balls.
Oh. That's so funny.
And
in the commercials, they'd be like this. Like,
yes. It was it the Fushugi?
Something like that? Something like that,
what
yes.
were we naming things?
The I recently watched a video, which I will find the link of and we'll put in the description, of a YouTuber that I love who like reviewed the Fushugi like years later, like bought it. And apparently it just like, it doesn't work. Like
it's just a ball.
It's just a ball.
Yep.
Yep. I remember begging my parents for moon shoes. Like I yep. thought yes. getting moon shoes was going to change my
I'm
life.
Literally gonna
and
be like...
I stepped two steps and then it just nothing. It,
oh,
yep. The moon shoes did not moon shoe.
Yep.
And let me tell you, I remember like that was my high ticket item that I like wanted yep. and needed.
Yep.
Got it and was like, oh, wow.
Were those the ones that were supposed to make you jump?
Yep.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. You would have your own shoes and you'd like strap your own feet in and it was like this and it was just your straps attaching your feet to some rubber bands in a platform. It was
right.
so not it. Yeah. I'm a little hard.
That's so unfortunate. That
one. I remember one year we got a pogo stick for Christmas and it was like a electronic one that like counted your jumps or something like that.
And one.
Yes.
One.
But I actually got really good at it. And oh, I would sit out there in the backyard like all day long, like on my pogo
275.
Stick. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. And I got like really good at it.
Period.
And then I wanted the moon shoes because I was like, imagine if I could pogo without a stick.
Girl.
Right.
But I guess it's good. I never got them and it's just stuck with the stick. Ryan, I think you're up next.
Yes, I am. Okay.
Is it Floam? Is that your fall favorite?
Yes. My fall favorite's Floam and Fushugi. No, the next thing I have is a playlist on Spotify called New York Jazz. I think I listen to like old jazzy like year round in the mornings because it just gives. But New York Jazz in the fall time, what it does for me is make me feel like the main character. I think that's why I like it. I put it on and I'm like picking out my outfit and I'm like making coffee and I can just hear it. It's so good. There's like, it's like Autumn in New York by like Frank Sinatra, Blue Moon, Billie Holiday, like stuff like that. Like Ray Charles, like it's so good. And it's just like, it really.
Does this time of year make you miss being in New York?
Absolutely. Because this I is feel like the hardest time.
Yeah. Mm. New York in the fall, like going into winter is just elite.
It's yeah. too good. And then it gets to winter and I'm like, thank God I'm not in New York. Thank God, because it's so cold and gross. But like fall is.
When do you think it starts getting like hella cold in New York? When you think? November or December?
Honestly, I don't think it gets peak cold until like January.
Yeah, because really? I remember visiting mm-hmm. in like November, December and it being like, oh, I can wear like a sweater.
Like it's cold.
Yeah.
It's like you need to wear like a sweater and like a jacket, right? And like closed-toed shoes, but it's not freezing. Okay. March is sick. And I'm like, it's spring. Why are we doing this? March is like, it's like the cold that like hurts.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Not good.
Ugh. And like icy wind.
Icy wind. It's dark still. Like, it's just like, it is not good.
Well, in March, we're like, in California, bikini season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're like, finally.
Spring break.
We're back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The end of our coldness, probably like February, right? Because that's when we have like yeah. that break, and that's when like, I would go skiing.
Rains on and off.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's not like that cold. If it's not raining, it's not cold.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
If it's raining, it's cold. If it's not, we're good.
Okay. How many more do you guys have?
I have one more.
Okay.
I'm all out.
Okay, perfect. I have one real one and then one just kind of me thing that I'll share anyways, because personally it is actually one of my favorite things in the fall. So my actual real one, my real recommendation, the Natasha Denona lip gloss in the shade Peony.
Oh.
I wear it almost every day, although I am only wearing chapstick right now because I am trying to be a boy.
Right.
In motion. and not have peony on my lips.
Right.
But it is like this beautiful pinky, but not too pink. I feel like it's so pretty for like transitioning from summer to fall, even winter. I feel like it's kind of like an all season thing. Oh. But lately, I have just been loving it. It's just the most nice, subtle, natural pink shade, and it looks good with everything.
Period. I love Natasha Denona. Mm.
Really? Because this is the first product I've ever bought.
Their eyeshadows, while a little bit expensive, so, so good. Buttery, like just the pigmentation is everything. Yes, so good.
Yeah, the formula on this is really nice. Like it goes on really smooth. It doesn't get crusty. Mm. And it stays on all day without, you know that, like the Kylie Cosmetics, like feeling of where it's like, crushed you on your lips and it's like it stays all day,
but like
I have butthole lips. Like that was the 2016 look,
right? That was the look. God help, I don't even want to go back and look at
what a vibe. Like
and like matte as ever,
matte and like dry. We looked dry with caterpillar eyebrows. What the hell was going on?
And the trends. endless highlight
wings touching our like foreheads.
And I'm going to be so mean to me, but, like, my color tone, whatever I was just, like, so much not matching. It never was, like, the correct tone. Like, why was I so much more brown or white? Like, there was just never the correct tone. And I feel like that was, like, not the vibe back then. Don't match.
And don't match. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was like, that's weird. Everybody was like, good.
Yeah. Your face should be a completely different color than the rest of your body.
Yep. Just so, like, it's giving, like, drama.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why we had smoky eyes just going to, like, school.
To go to middle school. Why?
Smoky eyes. Anyway.
The club and also third period.
Yeah. Day and night looks.
Yes. Exactly. So that's my last, like, real recommendation. Now, something that I have been loving this fall, you guys. I started Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Never watched it. Was scared to watch it because I don't do well with violence. I also know that there is like some essay in the show, which is like a very sensitive thing to watch.
Right.
So I have been watching Game of Thrones. I'm now on season 4. I love it. I'm so into the world and the lore.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to absolutely hate the way I watch it.
Oh.
Do you have Wikipedia open?
I read the summary before I watch the episode. So I know where to skip. I skip.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Right.
All the violence.
Right.
I watch the spicy stuff, you know, because there is a lot of sex and some of it is pretty steamy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I need to know before going into those scenes which ones get essay and which ones are like consensual spice.
Consensual spice. Yes.
So I read the summary. I end up skipping most times about a third of the episode.
Right.
And just skip. And I know when it's coming and I can skip it and I don't miss it because I know what I've read the summary.
Right.
I know what happened.
Did you know there's a website for that?
No.
It's called I've heard about it a couple years ago and I used it for like longer movies and stuff. It's called Unconsenting Media. I'll link it below.
Oh.
But you'll put in like the title of it, the episode number, and it'll give you like time stamped.
Oh, yeah. That's great of what you can skip if you're sensitive to things.
Yeah, it's a search engine for sexual violence in broadcasting.
Wow. Oh,
I love
that. The Lord's work right
there. That's great.
That's amazing.
That's really
good. What a great resource.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to watch Game of Thrones because I am such a nerd and I do love like all things kind of fantasy. But I just knew that the sexual violence aspect was going to be too much for me. And also just the gore. Mm-hmm. I can't do blood and gore, and there's so much beheading, stabbing,
right,
blood, like just like your innards out,
right?
Can't do it. But I love the concept of the show.
Yeah. Right.
And it is so interesting, and it was such a pop culture moment that I was fully out of the loop on.
Me too. I have idea. I didn't watch it. I've never seen it.
It's good. I just watched it for the first time 4 months ago. Like, I am so new here. Like, I also did not want to watch it because I tried it, watched the first episode, and I was like, oh, that's not consensual. We're done. And I was like, it first and last episode. And so people were like, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones. I was like, I watched the first episode and respectfully, that's not for me.
Yep.
And then finally Ryan was like, after so many years, quite literally, how many years has it been?
Right.
And he was like, you're going to do it. And I was like, oh my gosh, just let me know when something crazy is coming and then we'll skip right past it. But I was like, this is good in the acting. My gosh. And the costuming. Yes. I love when there's time period type of vibe. Yes. Like, you're like, ooh. And then you can tell like the different worlds. Like, ugh, love that.
Love it. I love the world building. I love the characters. Can I just say, the Red Wedding episode, I think, is one of the best episodes of TV, like, ever.
So gush. Good. Gush. I'm at a loss for words. I was just so shook.
And that's me even skipping most of the violence. I still loved it.
Wow.
So good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Game of Thrones vibe in the fall. Rain falling outside. I'm sitting up on my couch with my hand on the skip button.
Right.
Just everything.
She's like, the North remembers.
The North remembers.
Yeah.
Also getting into all of this in the midst of like the Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner.
You're going to be such a Sophie Turner.
Oh, I already. Yes, right. Totally. Yeah. I'm like, I mean, I already was just, even though I didn't, I knew she was famous from Game of Thrones, but I had no idea who she was in the show. Right. Or any of her other work. I just knew that she was a famous actor who married Joe Jonas.
Right.
And even though I love the Jonas Brothers, as soon as I started reading about what was going on, I'm like, Team Sophie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then now watching her in this, I'm like, that is the Queen of the North.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, come on.
Right.
Joe.
Yeah.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my last fall favorite.
I love that.
Skipping through Game of Thrones.
Mine's very simple. It's just like the tall, scrunchy socks.
Oh,
I just love like pulling them up and then like pushing them down so they're scrunchy. They're so cute. They look cute in like leggings or like sweatpants. I don't know. They're just very cute. And they remind me of like the socks I used to wear when I was a kid, but they were like, they had lace on them.
Mm-hmm. And like a little fold over like baby doll socks.
And like, while that's like definitely not my vibe currently, like I don't want to wear lacy like fold over socks, but I do want like a fun sock.
Yeah.
The scrunchy like socks are so cute and like they still give me the fall vibe, and they're like warm also. Yes. If I'm like chilly, I'll link them. They're from Amazon.
I love
them.
So
very cute. Good. I love them.
And like poking out of like a short booty.
Yes.
So cute.
So cute. And they come in like so many different colors. If you're like not trying to just do white, they have like blue, pink, green. So cute. Love.
Yeah, love. We love a sock. I actually bought some of the lacy ones for fall, so Amazon as well. Super cute. Love them.
Cute.
Because remember TBT when we even had like little charms on them? Like,
yes.
Like the colorful ones?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That just, I forgot about
yes.
that.
Yes.
That unlocked a thing in
Dude,
my brain.
Socks were the accessory.
Mm-hmm.
Socks and barrettes.
Yes.
Yes. I loved, oh my God, matching. I would have, also bows. I'm literally putting that in fall vibes.
You're back with the bows.
I'm back with the lacy and the bows. It just feels like such a small, like
detail.
It's such a small detail, but it feels like it puts my look so much together, and I love doing my hair, and it honestly just takes me back to like when I was little. Like my mother always would gel my hair to the gods and then bow me up. Like that is a Latin look. Like you have a bow the size of your head.
Right.
And so I just feel like my mom's like, oh my God, not you like wearing your hair like I used to like do your hair. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's funny how we like revert back to some of our old looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
That's so cute.
That is cute.
Fall vibes.
I love it. My favorite season.
Wait, we also didn't even mention Twilight. Okay, that's a fall favorite.
Of course.
Oh yeah. Well,
that's just
a comment. That's just a favorite.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, year round, forever, till I die.
The leaf has hit the first leaf has hit the ground. It's a little crisp.
I'm like, oh, Twilight.
Yes.
A single pellet of rain. I'm like, oh, Twilight. Yeah.
Twilight also just makes me think of 20 whatever, because that like was kind of the first thing we did when it was still Sierra Unfiltered.
Yep.
That's
And I was
true.
Like, you guys were like, you haven't seen Twilight?
Yeah, that was wild.
We have to watch it. And we did, and we filmed our reaction.
And it was so, and it changed your life.
It did. In many ways.
for the good and for the bad.
All right, y'all. Well, that is all we have for you today. Let us know down in the comments what your fall favorites are, anything you are looking forward to this spooky season. And we will see you next week with our fourth and final Halloween episode.
Bye.